The rest of the story. The port of San Sebastian on the island of Gomera was hospitable toward the 41-year-old sea captain and his crew. In fact, he and they would stay nearly a month before sailing off into history, for the captain had chosen Gomera as one of the Canary Islands as his point of departure on a momentous voyage. And he had chosen wisely, for mariners before him attempting the same accomplishment had set out from the Azores and had been thwarted by westerly winds prevailing there. But through the Canaries, the wind blew northeast, and those on September 6, 1492, jump-started Christopher Columbus on his way to the New World. Now, the home where Columbus stayed and the church where he worshipped in San Sebastian attracts tourists to this day. But there's something more extraordinary still dwelling on the island of Gomera, a living remnant of an almost unimaginable yesterday, specifically a language unlike any other anywhere, a whistling language. Columbus himself may have been astonished to learn that what he'd thought were birds singing in the distance were actually people calling to one another from hilltop to hilltop. The effectiveness of the whistling language, which locals referred to as Silbo Gomero, lies in its carrying power. The piercing chirps and trills, communication-wise, shrink considerably the island's 146 square miles, and without a cell phone, indeed, the recipient of a greeting or a message can ordinarily hear his sender from more than 2 miles away. And those skilled thus call themselves silbadors. And yes, fewer than ever can recall or recite the 4,000 whistled words of which Silbo Gomero is comprised. There is, however, a movement among the island's educators to preserve this distinctive facet of that cultural heritage. Grade school-aged children are being encouraged to learn it. And yet, if there's a reason beyond the regional pride of the Canary Islands to rescue Gomera's whistling language, it is to keep alive something living from unbelievably long ago. You see, the Canary Islands, part of Spain, are located just off the northwest coast of Africa, well within the reach of mariners, recent or ancient. So when the roving, conquering Spanish arrived in the 15th century, they discovered some ones had beaten them there, a brown-skinned, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people who had migrated to those islands evidently from Europe by way of Africa. That precedent culture, obviously Neolithic, was making pottery, was making clothing of leather and woven rushes. They even had a cryptic alphabet, and they worshipped one god. And oh yes, they had a whistling language. And so does that same language echo through the mountains and the valleys of Gomera, a living language even now. But also a long-distance call from its otherwise extinct inventors to the humans who inherited the earth. For the aboriginal whistlers of Gomera, anthropologists now concur, were purebred, prehistoric Cro-Magnons, cave-dweller citizens of humanity's dim, distant past. And yet even now they sing. Only now you know the rest of the story.